And we're back. This Week in Waukesha. I think, is that the beginning of the Badger fight song on Wisconsin? Okay,
yep.
I didn't recognize that part, but I should have known. You know, it's I'm a Spartan, so, you know, a lot of people don't realize there's a little prelude to the Spartan fight song.
Mm-hmm.
On the banks of the Red Cedar. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so just to show you Dan's legacy or the impact he's had on our young people, one of Dan's biggest fans has come. Mary Jane Sanchez. Dan coached her son Antonio in tennis. Did you have him in the classroom too?
Yeah, I had him in AP Calculus as well.
And Antonio, because he went to state in tennis, right? If I remember correctly,
our team went to state. Yeah, it was 2016 year.
You got it. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Antonio followed Dan to the University of Wisconsin Madison on an academic scholarship, I believe. Right,
yes.
Janie? Yes.
And he absolutely looked up to Dan,
as according to, and yeah, and get this, Mary Jane brought us treats. Her business, Wisco Mary, which promotes Wisconsin's Bloody Mary heritage. She just had an event, and these are some leftover, some beautiful sausages we're enjoying right now. So you got to love it when a guest brings, you know, no, without intending to, a following comes and they bring gifts. So thank you, Mary Jane.
And
so,
and her son, Tony, was a star kicker for the Black Shirts. He has the current record, the still the record for the longest field goal, 49 yards, right?
Yep, and he was a walk-on Badger for his freshman year.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Good. So thank you again, Mary Jane, and check out WiscoMary.com.
Yes,
so especially all you bar and restaurant owners and fans of Bloody Marys, so you know where to go. So in the time we have left, we want to give some attention to those South sports, those teams that do really well but maybe don't get the same attention as the big venue sports like football and basketball and baseball.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Dan, tell us about those.
Well, I think we could highlight both of our soccer programs. Our girls' soccer program is currently, I think, 5-1. They are won the regional last year. They have a very good returning crew, a couple all-conference honorees from last year who are back on the field, on the pitch. They're really putting together a nice season, and we're really excited about what the rest of their season's going to look like. The boys' soccer team as well last year had a pretty nice year, and they return a ton. Put an impressive amount of time into not only like the soccer part of their athletes' lives, but they care a lot about the kids and want them to grow. You know, I'm always a tennis homer. Our boys tennis team picked up two great conference wins already this spring.
Fantastic.
They beat Muskego 6-1. Yep. And they beat West on Tuesday night 6-1. You know, our swim programs, they're pretty young right now. They both have really nice freshman classes, but Blaine Carlson and the swim crew seem to always put together some nice seasons and get kids ready for the state tournament. Blaine had four kids who all went to South, all swam at South, all collegiate swimmers, and awesome kids in the classroom, really fun to work with, just really good things going on.
That sounds great. And so you mentioned all these coaches' names. And then, of course, we talked about Bo Richter and Coach Darnell Wiltz. And now, it might sound like a dumb question, but you are their immediate supervisor, correct?
That is correct.
So if you tell them they have to be on my show, they have to appear, because we'd love to have them on. I know we're working with Coach Wiltz, and
yep.
Well, he's too busy being a family guy. He's got his young kids, and they're on some teams, even in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we'll get him on, even if we have to record the show. So, but same way, we'd love to hear from both the soccer coaches and the swim, you know, all those other teams.
Absolutely.
Maybe don't get enough press.
Yeah, I was, you know, before the show, we were talking about getting Darnell on. I sent him a quick message. I think he would be great for the show.
He would,
He's got a son who's an eighth grader who's playing baseball and football, who's, you know, going to be a black shirt, and he's invested in the community. And, you know, as we said with Billy and Coach Byrne, they're both would be great representatives to have on the show.
Fantastic. So, okay. Yeah. So we'll hopefully we can coordinate with you about getting a schedule together.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what do you see, or what are your plans for the future of Waukesha South Athletics?
I mean, I think there are a number. You know, we have this phenomenal building that was built, you know, it was a bright star in 1956 or seven when it was built. But some of the things that we need, honestly, are some updates. I would love to see some updates to our athletic fields, our field house, our football bleachers. I'd love to see us really focus on, you know, helping to improve the school that way. That said, we have some work to do in building the youth programs like we talked earlier. I also think a big part of it is, and it might not seem like something that's always tangible, but continuing to celebrate the good work that's being done already and to build on that success. So to try to figure out how we can replicate some of the wins that we already have and continue to build that over so it's more consistent, not only day in and day out, but, you know, over the course of a couple of years.
That sounds great. Terrific. Yeah. And so in, you obviously got a lot of support from the boosters, and they play a big role in terms of raising funds. And then also, would you say, like, from the school district too, you get a fair amount of support, the bigger?
Yeah, for sure. And being a first-year athletic director, I honestly came into the job having a lot to learn. And Kyle Lemieux at West and Brian Schley at North have been really helpful. And they're working together. We're working as a group to really focus on, like, how do we build up Waukesha in general? So as much as I love to compete with West and I love to compete with North, you know, beating North in football this year was a great win. That was when Dylan Guckenberger had four touchdowns.
Yeah,
and it was a huge success. And we had a great student fan base there. As much as it's fun to beat those guys, I think we also have to work together and celebrate. We're the only multi-school district in the Classic Eight.
Yeah.
So we're competing against schools that are one high school towns that can, you know, collaborate with their middle schools, where we have a different situation.
They draw from a larger area like Arrowhead.
Correct. So we're competing against each other, but at the same time, I think we can push each other forward.
I mean, my big joke is Arrowhead should be in the Big Ten
for
their size. But and then before we had two schools or three schools, Waukesha was always competing at the state level and just about everything.
Correct.
Because we, but now we have, and it obviously made sense academically to have at least more than one school. And then I see there's, you know, will there be more collaborations in terms of putting teams together like we've seen for like lacrosse? I know girls and I think boys lacrosse.
And those might go become WIA approved soon. So they might become WIA sports in the next couple of years.
Terrific.
You know, that it's certainly something we're looking at. Our boys volleyball team co-opted with North this year. They're looking to have a great season in the fall with a number of returning players. But it would be wonderful to help build the experiences for as many students as possible in our schools so that we can have teams of 40 and 50. But when we when numbers start either are declining or we have smaller numbers, I think co-op is an option at times.
Sure.
When we're looking at sports like hockey, you know, that's been a co-op for years. And the teams work together. You know, we had two South kids who contributed on a pretty regular basis to a conference championship this year.
Yeah.
But those players are working with West teams and North kids and CMH kids to put together a competitive team across the state.
Sounds great. Yeah, and that's right. I'd love to hear that collaboration. And, you know, in the short time we have left, I was going to ask, too, about what was I going to ask? No. What's going on in the summer for Waukesha South Athletics? How do we keep our young men and women engaged in sports? And, our, you know, whether I know, you know, football practice, a lot of the fall sports practices start in the summer, but what else is going on?
So I think the biggest thing is our summer strength and conditioning program. Dave Walter, who's a football coach, a special education teacher in the building, and Jay Cripitella, who's also a special education teacher in the building and football coach, they help put together a summer strength program that's really been building up over the years. We've got a couple different sessions that we want every student, as many students as possible, involved in that program. It's Monday through Thursday with Friday as a rain date, but early in the morning, get the kids out of bed, get them working out in the morning, and then there are camp opportunities like tennis's WTA, which is their Waukesha Tennis Association drill program that athletes can join in, or the basketball programs on camps, open mats for wrestling, or different things to keep them engaged. We certainly can't lose over that time. People across the state are putting in dedicated time in the summer, so we want to make sure our athletes are doing the same.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, and, you know, and that's what I was going to ask, too, is just as maybe a final message, because, you know, there's a lot of these kids that gravitate towards the private clubs, and what, in your opinion, is the distinctive advantage that
the high school athletic programs have over them. I would believe for college recruiting, you know, first and foremost, that's an advantage.
Yeah, it gives
them look at the schools and not necessarily the clubs or the club play.
Yeah, it gives an opportunity for colleges to connect with us and come watch games. Also, I mean, I'm a big believer in the community aspect of it. You get kids working together, connected to the school and the community, someone to touch base with in the summer or to work with, who lives nearby, and they can, you know, I think of our basketball players who will go, you know, play at a local park or find somewhere to connect over a sport and just continue to build and push each other. They're going to be working together in the fall and the winter. So to push each other forward, I think, is a really important piece too.
That sounds great. So Dan, we have 1 minute left. What would you like to share with everybody out there in terms of what Waukesha South is doing and why they should be a part of the Black Shirt Nation?
It is just such a special place. You know, when I came in as a young teacher 12 years ago, I had no idea how important Waukesha South was to the community and to the families and the students. And there's so much to celebrate there. You know, it kind of said during the basketball season, make sure to buy your tickets now. But I mean it. It's a really important place, and a lot of cool things are happening. And if you don't know enough about Waukesha South, you should start paying attention now, because great things are coming, and it's a really special school, a special place with important people working and doing great things.